Tim Peel was caught on a hot mic going into intermission of the Predators game yesterday saying, it wasn't much, but I had to give the Predators a bleeping penalty. Basically saying out loud the thing that we all understand that NHL referees do, evening up the penalties. And today the NHL says you're not doing a single game ever again the rest of your life. He was slated to retire this year. The retirement is now in effect because he's been essentially fired. Let's talk to Chris Johnson, Sportsnet's own, our pal. What's going on, CJ?
Oh, this is swift punishment.
Dude, it's... It's
but deserve
a little
it?
Bit wild. Yeah, do you, like I said, he said the quiet part loud. We all know this happens. Do you think he deserves it?
I do, because I think fundamentally as a league, you can't have it said out loud. Like I understand that it's inferred in the game a fair bit. You know, coaches kind of dance around it sometimes or even outright say it after a game. You know, we all kind of have grown up seeing – hey, you know, one team had four penalties, the other team had four penalties. Like, the weighting is usually pretty close. But I think to say it out loud is a different thing altogether. And what all these leagues have to do fundamentally is protect their integrity. And, you know, I think that there's a difference between everyone assuming this happens and someone getting caught saying it out loud. And so, obviously, it's unfortunate for a referee that was going to retire in a month's time, but... I don't think the league really had any other choice, to be honest.
Well, it's one, yeah, not only just saying it out loud, but, yeah, expressing it explicitly, it being a conscious thought. Because I think a lot of times when you think of this happening, it's just human nature to try and even things up, to just be an egalitarian. But I know this is the way hockey works and the way the NHL works, and it's been this way forever. I don't like it one bit. You look at the best teams in the league, and you're right. Basically, power play opportunities are the same as time shorthanded. That shouldn't be. Should the Tampa Bay Lightning, one of the most skilled teams in the National Hockey League, be penalized the same number of times they're going five on four? I think this is maybe an opportunity to discuss a root problem with NHL officiating.
Yeah, and I sense that that's building. You know, like there's two parts of the story. There's what happened last night, and then this morning with Tim Peel losing his job. But then I think that the bigger issue is, you know, where this goes next. And, you know, I can tell you just from the course of my conversations that I have with all kinds of people around hockey, I sense that there's more frustration this year with the refereeing than certainly any time that I've encountered in my career. And, you know, I don't know if that's a sign that refereeing itself has gotten worse, or maybe the tolerance for what's accepted is changing, or what it is. But, you know, I do think that, you know, we're going to see more pressure put on the league, and maybe the league itself is feeling the same way. I haven't talked to anyone on this issue, but, you know, that some things have to change. And you know, I think it even comes back to a conversation we had very briefly at the start of the season about protecting the stars and all that. I think that there's going to be a push in that direction. And really, you know, what most people have said, the point I've heard is just call the rule book. I mean, it's not necessarily about having to change anything in particular. It's maybe applying what's already in place a little bit more rigorously and, you know, with no regard for how many power plays one team or the other has had. And, you know, that the behavior of the players would probably follow, because obviously, you know, if you're taking too many penalties, your ice time's going to go, your job security wanes. And so, you know, I think that maybe this has to start from within.
Yeah. Limit the hooking penalties. Don't call those as much, because those have gotten aggressively bad. But I saw the Pack Versteeg put together on
the cross checks are brutal.
Dude, I know. He put together that highlight pack of the abuse Connor McDavid's taking in the game. And I'm just thinking, most of these are right in front of an official. Like, they're not even, oh, well, it was kind of in a weird area, or it was blocked. It was right in front of an official. The league doesn't do a good enough job of protecting its stars. Absolutely it doesn't. The points that Ben raises are, yeah, awful. It's really, really terrible that the Tampa Bay Lightning are in that same situation, and that we all just accept that as a fan, and that if the penalties are out of whack, you look at it and go, well, we are going to get penalties. It's so stupid. And these refs deserve scrutiny. We are a pretty anti-referee show in general, I would say. We advocate for robot umpires in Major League Baseball. But yeah, this is really all leagues, man. All of these leagues. These refs, for whatever reason, feel like they don't have any accountability because, quote-unquote, the job is hard. Yeah, that's what the money's for. So figure it out. The league definitely needs to do a better job. And I really do hope that this is kind of a watershed moment where they look at this and say, we actually better not see even penalties tonight. Otherwise, we're going over the tape.
Right. Well, I'm right with you there, actually. You know, I think the sport would benefit for it. And this could be that kind of moment. I mean, honestly, I think most people didn't expect anything to happen based on my Twitter feed. And I know that's a dangerous thing to base public opinion on. But, you know, it's 10 or 12 hours after that clip surfaces and, you know, referee... Yeah, it was only going to work one more month, but usually that's a nice moment for a referee, that last game. Usually you got your family there and there's, you know, some kind of ceremony, although I don't know if that would have happened in, with the current situation. But still, you know what I'm saying? It's not a very nice way to have your career ended for Tim Peel. And, you know, and he's been part of, you know, that's a veteran referee. I don't know how many years he worked, but we're talking decades, not years. And he, you know, he's part of the old system. And so I think there is an opportunity to change things. I mean, one of the interesting developments or evolution in refereeing is they've got a lot of former players that are, have become referees in recent years. You know, there's a program the league runs if you say top out at university hockey or major junior, what have you. And so, you know, if you have younger, fitter, you know, people that think like players taking that job, and you know, I do think that the product would benefit from, you know, maybe a different standard being applied, especially to star players. And yeah, we don't want favoritism, I guess, in some ways. But, you know, I do think that those are the guys fans most want to see. And Connor McDavid in particular is at the top of that list. And so, you know, I'm all for a little bit of reform. And I do wonder if we're going to see it here.
We've been advocating for players to become referees since Bautista. That he should have become a major league umpire, and that was his true calling.
Yes.
And that's the other thing, actually. The whole notion of, well, this guy's been around for a long time, you know what that usually results in? The worst of referees.
He's got tenure. Yeah, he's got tenure. Yeah. He doesn't – he has no accountability because, he's been around.
He's a character. Oh, no. He's past his due date, and he's been bad for a long time. This is actually mounting evidence of get rid of the official.
Yeah,
but sometimes, I think experience counts,
sometimes,
too.
Sometimes, CJ, sometimes.
Right. Fair. Well, those are your words. I just don't want them put around my name.
No, they're put around mine. That's fine. Hey, guess what? I'm fine to stand on the corner of the refs we know the names of because they've been around for a really long time and are constantly discussed as being bad, are in fact bad and should go, and we could do better.
Yeah, it
right,
sucks.
But someone like Wes McCauley, whose name most people know and has done, you know, he's probably still the gold standard. So we can't tar everyone with the same brush.